Everybody, one of the very relevant halachos that stems from Parshas Pinchas, our Parsha, is that of Tadir v'she'eno Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So the Gemara in Maseches Zvachim discusses the parameters of this halacha with regard to how we prioritize the various karbanos that need to be offered in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara tells us as follows. Kala Tadir mechavero, that which is more regular, that which is more frequent than something else, Kodem as chavero has to come before that which is less frequent. And therefore, because of that principle, the Gemara says, every day when you have to bring a carbon tamid, so that's something that we bring every day, perpetually, that's regular. However, some special days of the year, like Rosh Chodesh, like Shabbos, like Yom Tov, we have to bring not only the carbon tamid that we do every day, but also a carbon musaf. So says the Gemara, here I am on a Shabbos morning, and I'm not sure, I have two carbonos in front of me. One is the carbon tamid, and one is the karban musaf. Which one needs to be brought first, says the Gemara? Hatmidim kodmin lemusafim. That which is the karban, what is brought every day, which is the karban tamid, has precedence to the karban musaf. Why? Because tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodim. And similarly, says the Gemara, what if I have Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos? So now I have to bring not only the karban musaf of Rosh Chodesh, but also of Shabbos. So the Gemara says, since Shabbos comes every week and Rosh Chodesh only comes once a month, therefore, the carbon of Shabbos takes precedence to the carbon of Rosh Chodesh. That's what the Gemara says, and we learn it from a pasuk in our parsha, Shenemar, Milvad olas haboker asher lo olas hatamid, ta'asu es eila. So that's where the Gemara stems the whole discussion from a very important pasuk in our parsha. And as we'll see, outside of the realm of the carbonos, this is something that becomes extremely relevant as well. So let's just give a couple of examples where the Shulchan Aruch bases a psak off of this principle of tadir v'she'eino tadir. So number one, we have in Ilchas Birchas Amazon da Simen Kuf Peches and Arachayim, where the Shulchan Aruch is discussing what a person should do when you have Rosh Chodesh Shechalias B'Shabbos. So you have Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, or you have Yom Tov that falls out on Shabbos. And now I have an obligation to bench at the end of the meal, and I have to say both Ritzei as well as Yalav Yavo. Which one comes first? Do I say Ritzei first, or do I say Yalav Yavo first? I'm only going to bench once. The question is, in the context of my benching, which one should I say before the other? And the Shulchan Aruch comes to the conclusion that when you're benching, under such circumstances, you should first recite the Ritzei, and only afterward do you say Yalav Yavo, because Tadir v'she'eino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So Shabbos comes every week, Yom Tov only comes a few times a year, therefore Shabbos takes precedence. We have every morning, the Beis Yosef writes in Simen Chaf Hei in Ilchus Tefillin, that every morning we have an obligation both to wear talis and to wear tefillin. Which one is supposed to go on first? So as we know, our practice is that we first put on the talis, and only afterward do we put on the tefillin. And the question is, why is that so? Why should we do that in that order? Sometimes maybe it's more convenient for us to put the tefillin on first. This way the talis won't fall off when we're trying to get the tefillin on. Why is it that we put the talis on first? Says the Beis Yosef, two reasons. Reason number one is because the Gemara teaches us, Shehatalis shekula keneged kala mitzvos. For some reason, talis has some very special significance, and talis is in some way considered to be an equal to all the mitzvos haTorah. And therefore, because of that, says the Beis Yosef, we go out of our way to put on the talis before the tefillin. That's reason number one. Reason number two, says the Beis Yosef, is because tadir v'she'eino tadir. After all, we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but we do wear a talis every day of the week. And therefore, says the Beis Yosef, this is the reason why we're going to prefer to put on the talis first as opposed to putting on the tefillin first. Once again, a very practical application of tadir v'she'eino tadir that applies every day of the week. We have a discussion in the Maharshal and other contemporaries of his who wanted to know, let's say you have a person who takes a bite out of an apple, and I made a bari priya eitz, and I'm eating the apple, and it's delicious, and it's great, and while I'm eating, I have to run out to the men's room. So I go out, I use the restroom, now I come back. So now I have two brachas that I have to make. I have to make an asher yatzar, and I have to make a bari nefasha. So now what do? Which one of those comes first? Well, here it's already a little more tricky. When you have talis and tefillin, that we understand. Everybody knows. You don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, you do wear talis on Shabbos, so tadir v'she'eino tadir is simple. When you have a toss-up between Ritzei and Yalav Yavo, Shabbos comes every week, Yalav Yavo only comes a few times a year. What about a case where I have a toss-up between Asher Yatzar and Bar Nefashos? Now that's very tricky to figure out which one do we do more often. Do I say an Asher Yatzar more times a day, or do I say a Bar Nefashos more times a day? And this began a big discussion amongst the Achronim. What would a person do under those circumstances? Now again, it depends on the person. It depends what your bodily needs are. It depends how much you eat during the day. My personal practice is every time I pass by my kitchen in the house, I take something to eat. That's just what I do. Maybe other people are more careful over their diets, people are careful about themselves, and they don't do that. But here, the Mishneh Berurah gets into a discussion, and he says you have to figure out which one is more tadar and which one is not. The Mishneh Berurah himself writes in Siman Zayin that Asher Yatzer will come before the Bracha Achrona, because he assumes that's something that a person does more times a day than the Bracha of Bari Nefashos. Again, something that has to be thought about, something you have to really figure out carefully for your own self, but that's a discussion that the Achronim have, which is a little bit more elusive. It's a little bit less clear which one would take precedence. And finally, we have another discussion in Shulchan Aruch, which is in Hilchas Chanukah, Siman Tav Resh Pei Dalet. So as we know, every year on Chanukah, since Chanukah comes out, Chanukah is 8 days long, and we know that Chanukah comes out on Chaf Hei. So obviously, it's impossible that you can have a Chanukah without having Rosh Chodesh. So now we have a problem. We have to lane the laning of Chanukah, and we have to lane the laning of Rosh Chodesh. So which one are you supposed to do first? What? Why? Oh, so again, so the Shulchan Aruch says, when you have a toss-up between the laning of Rosh Chodesh and the laning of Chanukah, well, both of them are pretty infrequent. Rosh Chodesh only comes around 12 times a year. Chanukah comes around 8 times a year. So maybe we should assume, here once again, says the Shulchan Aruch, that Tadir V'Sheino Tadir is going to govern that decision. And we assume that first we read the Torah of Rosh Chodesh, because that comes around 12 times a year. And only afterward do we read the reading for Chanukah, because Chanukah is considered to be less frequent. So that's the basic application of this halacha that really stems from our parsha of Tadir V'Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. But now the question is, how exactly do we define what is considered to be the more frequent mitzvah? So you'll say, that's a silly question. You'll figure it out. You count how many times you do it. But really, that's not always the determining factor to figure out what is more tadir. And this is an insight that Rav Asher Weiss once told me. He says, if you look in the Mata Ephraim, so the Mata Ephraim in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph has the following discussion. We're almost at the time of year of Rosh Chodesh Elul, and we know that there's a special tefillah that we add throughout the month of Elul, all the way through Shmini Atzeres, right? So what is that tefillah? The David Hashem Ori. So now, most of the days of the week, there's no problem. But on Rosh Chodesh Elul, there actually is a problem. What's the problem? Because every Rosh Chodesh, I have to say, Baruch Hinafshi. And now that it's Rosh Chodesh Elul, I add not only Baruch Hinafshi, but I also have to say, the David Hashem Ori. So what do I do? So the Mate Ephraim writes that Baruch Hinafshi comes first because it's more tadir. Now let's do a calculation. Is it really more tadir? How many times a year do you say Baruch Hinafshi? 12, sometimes 13. Or if it's 2 days, so maybe you say 18, 20, something like that. Maximum 20 times a year. How many times a year do you say L'David Hashem Ori? 40. 49, probably. You say it twice a day for... Right, so you say it a lot. So I would have said that L'David should come first, because after all, that's Tadir. But yet the Mate Ephraim says Baruch Hinafshi comes first, because that's Tadir. How's that more Tadir? We just did the math, and it doesn't add up. The answer is, says the Mate Ephraim, because Tadir is not always governed by which one you do more times. Tadir is something that I have more of a regilus to. So here you're right, Baruch Hinafshi is something that I only say 12 times a year, sometimes a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, but it doesn't always base itself on numerical value, how many times I do something or how many times I don't. It's more based on how regulated are we to this thing that we're about to do. So Rosh Chodesh, which comes along all year long, Rosh Chodesh, which is something that we're very used to, so therefore Baruch Hinafshi is something that to us is considered more Tadir, even though we may do it less times if you count it all up. Whereas the David Hashem Ori, which we only do in one period of the year, so you're right, 2 weeks into it, you start remembering already what the words are by heart, but in the beginning, we're not so used to it. Baruch Hinafshi is something we're a little bit more accustomed to, and therefore, the Mate Ephraim writes this Chiddush that when you have that toss-up on Rosh Chodesh Elul, you're first going to do Baruch Hinafshi, even though it's something that is said less times a year than the David Hashem Ori, but since it's considered to be something which we have more of a regilus to, therefore we consider it to be the more tadir, and that would take precedence. On the other hand, we have the Shagas Aryeh, who seemingly disagrees. Where does he disagree? So the Shagas Aryeh talks about a case, which I think comes up every year, and that is, what happens on Leil Shabbos, when you have an obligation to count Svira, and you also have an obligation to say Berchas HaMazon. So sometimes we'll daven a little bit early on Friday night, and they'll make an announcement, everyone should remember to repeat Kriya Shema. Everyone should remember to go ahead and count Svira after a certain time. So here I am at the very end of my meal, Friday night, I remind myself, oh, I haven't counted Svira yet, now I realize I also have to bench. So which one do I do? Which one do I do first? Why benching? Oh, so the Shagas Aryeh writes, after all, benching is something that we do many more times a year. because benching, I have an obligation to wash shalosh sudas on Shabbos, so I obviously have to bench at least three times a week, maybe even more. Therefore, says the Shargasari, if you count it up, we'll say that benching is something that is more tadr than sphira. And here, the Shargasari clearly, when he goes through the discussion, he says it's all based on how many times you do something. You have to count it up. And whatever you count up to be the more times a year is whatever is going to take precedence. There is an amazing story that's not only amazing, it's an amusing story. And that is a story between Reb Chaim Kanievsky and his father, the stipler. So the stipler was the great gadol of the last generation. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is one of the great gadolim of our generation. So the story goes that when Reb Chaim Kanievsky was a young child, he was going on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he was going to do Birchas Ilanos with his father. And they were also on their way to do Birchas Hachama. So they got into a discussion about which one should we do first. So they passed by a tree, and now they're faced with a question. Should we first do Birchas Hachama, which comes around only every 28 years, or should we first do Birchas HaIlanos, which comes around once a year? So I would have said, it's obvious. Tadr Sheinu Tadr governs that we should say Birchas HaIlanos, because that's something we say every Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But yet, Reb Chaim Kanievsky argued, maybe not. Because what is the bracha that we recite on the chama? What is the bracha that we make when we look at the sun? We make a bracha of Osa Maisa Bereshis, right? Because we're thanking the Ribono Shel Olam for the way that the world runs, and now that the sun has come back to its original orbit, to the way it's supposed to be. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky argued on his father, and he said, you're right, Birchas HaIlanos is something that we say once a year, every year, and maybe that should be more tadr than something that we say only every 28 years. However, he said, the bracha that we make on the sun is something that we are accustomed to say throughout the year. What is that bracha? Osa Maisa Bereshis. And Osa Maisa Bereshis we make on lightning. So there could be 100 lightning storms in a year. That should be more tadr. So he argued on his father and he said, maybe you should assume that since this is a bracha that we are accustomed to say more often, maybe we should say that takes precedence. On the other hand, his father argued back and he said, you're right. We do say Osa Maisa Bereshis many times a year, but for a different reason. That doesn't count. So you don't put that into the equation. That I find is a very amusing story. Sometimes you have situations where it's not so clear how to determine what's the tadir and what's the eno tadir. Again, many of us might not think about it at all. Many of us might not be bothered on our way to Birchas Ilanos about which one we're going to do first, which one we won't. We'll figure it out when we get there. But for those who are very sensitive to halachic concepts and for those who are very careful about these kinds of issues, I find this to be a very beautiful story. When they were arguing about when you have Osa Maisa Bereshis, it is said many more times a year, you're right, but for a very different reason, perhaps that doesn't come into the equation, and perhaps we have to go back and figure out what to do under those circumstances and how to determine what properly is really considered the tadir. We do have a discussion that the Achronim raise about the minig of Chassidim. So the minig of Chassidim in many communities is that the Chassidim go in the sukkah on the morning of Sukkot and they shake the lulav in the sukkah before they go ahead and they daven. And the question that is asked by many of the Achronim is, how do you have a right to go ahead and shake the lulav before davening? Don't we say tadir v'sheinu tadir? So I have Kriya Shema comes up every day of the week, and Shemana Esrei is a mitzvah, Tefillah is a mitzvah I have every day, so how can I go ahead and perform the mitzvah of lulav before I have the opportunity to do the mitzvah that I'm accustomed to doing every day? So the Achronim are bothered with, how do you figure out what to do with the minig of the Chassidim? And the very basic answer that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't write here with regard to Dalad Minim, but in another context, and it's so obvious that it's applicable here, is the only time that we say Tadr V'Sheinu Tadr is when I have two mitzvahs that are before me at the same time. So I have to triage, I have to figure out which one is going to take precedence, which one am I going to do first. That's when I say Tadr V'Sheinu Tadr tells you which one to do. But here, the Hasidim wake up at 6:30 in the morning to go shake the lulav in the sukkah. They're not going to daven till 9 o'clock in the morning. What are they going to do in between? They're going to say Tehillim, Tanya, whatever they're going to do. So right now, I don't have two mitzvahs before me. Right now, I'm not going to say Kriya Shema. I'm not going to daven Shemona Esrei. That's not called a dilemma. That's not called a problem that I have to figure out which one to do first. Whatever mitzvah is here right now, that's what I'm going to do. So I remember I was at a wedding with my father, and it was actually a Chassidish wedding, and it was running very much off schedule, not on time at all. But we, as the Litvaks in the room, came on time. So there were a couple of us who were there, and we didn't yet have a minyan for Ma'ariv. They said, you know, we'll daven Ma'ariv first. There wasn't a minyan yet at the Chassan's Tish. It was really nobody there yet. So my father said, why don't we go outside and say Kiddush Levana? It's the first night to say Kiddush Levana. So there was a Chassidish Rebbe there who argued with him, and he said, how can you say Kiddush Levana? Kiddush Levana is something you only say once a month, and Ma'ariv is something we do every night, Tadr V'Sheinu Tadr. So my father said back to him, that's only when you have both mitzvahs that are applicable right now. Right now we don't have a minyan. You're right. Under perfect conditions, we would say, Ma'ariv should come first, and then Kiddush Levana. But right now, we don't have both in front of us. Right now, we don't have the minyan yet. All we have is the Kiddush Levana. So let's go say Kiddush Levana, mitzvah baliyadcha, al tachmid sena. Why delay the mitzvah? And later, we'll come back when we have a minyan, and we'll do the Shemona Esrei, and we'll daven Ma'ariv the way we're supposed to. Again, the only time we have this concept of tadar v'sheinu tadar is when you have two mitzvahs that are before you at the same time. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Tefillin. We mentioned before that when you have a toss-up between talis and tefillin, which one comes first? Talis comes first. Why? Because tadar v'sheinu tadar, and talis is something we wear every day. Tefillin is something we don't wear every day. We don't wear it Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, what happens in the case where a person is faced with a situation where somebody took my talis, and I come to shul, I don't have a talis. It's going to take another 10 minutes. Would you tell that person, don't put on your tefillin yet? Of course not. We would tell you, put on the tefillin now, and when the talis comes, you put on the talis. Aye, tadar v'sheinu tadar. The answer is, tadar v'sheinu tadar when they're both in front of me. But when I have a situation where only one item is in front of me, and I don't even have to make a choice between them, so then tadar v'sheinu tadar is not an applicable concept at all.